Blog Talk Radio.
To the show and let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go.
sailing on a cloud, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and every yell that I blow and let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go.
In this manila envelope, the results of my insanity. Crack that across the line between real life and fantasy. Can it be the same one on covers with Warren Buffett? Was up in the undercovers, Warren with motherfuckers. Went from Warren to war, undercovers to covers. If you believe in that sort of love, the screws need adjusting enough. Well, I know justice and black ladies on the back of buses. I'm the immaculate conception of rappers slash hustlers. My God, it's so hard to conceive, but it all falls perfect. I'm like autumn is the trees. The doc interrupted. He scribbled a prescription for some Prozac. He said, take that for your mustard, boy. You must be off your rocker if you think you'll make it off the strip before they pop you. Nigga, you gotta be psychotic or mix a certain potent with your vodka. It takes a lot to shock us, but you being so prosperous is preposterous. How could this snappy-headed boy from out the project be the apple of America's obsession? You totally disconnected with reality. Don't believe in dreams. Since when did black men become kings?
You have no idea, yeah. The means to what I say, and you have no idea how I got this way. Now hear my dream, and by the time you wake, I'll look down from the clouds, see I'm on my way.
a fine chalk line and put the needle to the grind. Representing one kind, see you're not for the blind. Witness what I carry on, there's a further purpose. From how we do slam a few, then you wanna purchase a dialogue of fuck, you love to pop it in your trunk. I win more discipline than a Shaolin monk. Pete Rock and CL, well set to spark it. The powerful target to destroy the black market. But when you say black, listen, I don't know, you lose me. I guess another beggar can't afford to be choosy. I come to the maximum, artist on the major label. Any duplication of this one is fatal. On 125, I gotta hit your line. Beat your ass with my tape, any race or shape. Cause if they got mine, they got yours too. But together, here's what we gotta do. High rate. Every time we sample all the pastime great, stick it in the SP-1200G to make a loop. Lovely way to troop in the Lexus coupe. Just a little bit, set to make a whole lot happen. The musical inside my rapping, written by the CL, produced by the PR, and any credit that you heard thus far. A start from scratch, cause the baseline's critical, better than the original who first made it. Now you wanna sue me, but fans never boo me. Believe I know the times we've been broke too, G. Here's another sample clear, see you get the hell out of here. Like a bootleg, you're over for the year. You only get the credit where the credit is due. So listen, what I shout out is true.
You got to tell them so. You got to tell them so.
Like the strands of lens, well, I'm thick and that's dead. Here to go to the head and count the locks on the dread. Ionide lit to verify, throwing a multiply. A theory, many thought a conspiracy. Here to let you know that it applies to all of us. You know exceptions to the ruling as a plus. Cause who job blessed, let no one curse. Straighten out what I be about, reckon above the clout. And let the management work for me, because I don't need the unnecessary hostility. A proper marketing plan so we can gobble up the dough. Straighten it out so everybody know the kids are official with the purpose of a smooth surface. Kicking the surface one time to make them nervous. We're finally here and very long overdue. Pete Rock, this one's for the crew.
Everybody must. You gotta. Everybody must.
So I'm a Bronx nigga.
Yeah.
And I say run about now, get ready to get down. Just what the sound of the band they call
Pete Rock.
I'm that man.
Thumb heads. What? Cherry heads. What? Apple heads.
Mr. Cat.
What? What?
Now we do
what?
Yeah. Hit it off, you know what I mean?
P.R.
Like this,
take
y'all.
To the bridge.
Yo,
what?
Float on this magnificent track, wise, intelligent, all-star American. Yes, the rap set, reinforce your threat. Who got the money to bet? Against the number one, holding down the position. Crush the competition with the limited edition. Heavy caliber rhyme, shooting down your peace sign. The war's on for real. Run, grab your shield, yo, meth. Take the deal and let these cats know the deal.
Style blazing, iron lung on this collaboration. Money for the taking, I ain't sweating confrontation. With P.R.A., we be the men's up tomorrow. Mashed up, license to kill. Bringing the horror to your house like Amityville. Keeping it molding real, niggas ain't supposed to feel. Hot nicks, you know the deal. If you read the resume, give the fuck what niggas say. Tim boots to pave the way. Here I come to save the day. Yes, yeah, stop the fucking prep. Transform to Mr. Meth. See that logo on my chest? Save a damsel in distress. Hot shit in the song. Gotta get until it's gone. Get...
So I'm a Bronx nigga.
Yeah.
And I say run about now. Get ready to get down. Just what the sound of the band they call
Pete Rock.
I'm that man.
Thumb heads. What? Cherry heads. What? Apple heads.
Mr. Cat.
What?
Now we do
what?
Yeah. Hit it off, you know what I mean?
P.R.
Like this,
take
y'all.
To the bridge.
Yeah.
What?
Float on this magnificent track, wise, intelligent, all-star American. Yes, the rap set. Reinforce your threat. Who got the money to bet?
against the number one, holding down the position. Crush the competition with the limited edition. Heavy caliber rhyme, shooting down your B-sign. The war's on for real. Run, grab your shield, yo, Mep. Take the deal and let these cats know the deal.
Style blazing, iron lung on this collaboration. Money for the taking, I ain't sweating confrontation. With P-Aura, we be the men's up tomorrow. Masked up, license to kill. Bringing the horror to your house like Amityville. Keeping it molding real, niggas ain't supposed to feel. Hot nicks, you know the deal. If you read the resume, give the fuck what niggas say. Tim boots to pave the way. Here I come to save the day. Yes, yeah, stop the fucking prep. Transform to Mr. Map. See that logo on my chest? Save a damsel in distress. Hot shit in the song. Gotta get until it's gone. Kids wanna get it on. Get smacked up and shit upon. Ride till you prove me wrong. Think you can do me, huh? Can't we all just get along? In this modern Babylon. Dueling with my nemesis. Laying down laws. Don't start if you can't finish it. I'm telling you, Paul. Got the power of a media shower. Coming down on all you cowards. Tricking your funds and sniffing powders. Here we come. Straight from the slums. Dynamic duo, son. Ghost Rider, Jonathan, and Soul Brother number one.
Sending this one out to my man.
Yeah, Rock. Half man, half amazing. Rich and hard, nigga. For you.
Know what I'm saying? Sending this one out to my man.
Yeah, Rock. Half man, half amazing.
Travel
up. Say what?
Yeah.
Say what?
Yo, Black Thought, yeah. AKA the Battle Center, you know what I mean?
Say what?
What's
up?
Again, from the realm of Illadelph, the planet overwhelmed, yo, Jeff, brace yourself. You wanna go against me, first face yourself. I pose threat to whoever within your commonwealth. The toxin, I'm crushing your crab concoction to the utmost. Examine this up close, it's shocking. Now, mic dropping is your only option. Here come the slip scientists in the flesh. Have you forgotten? His excellence is the most poetically invented. Official hip-hop shit, that's your incentive. The cop is actual fact and not the likeness. Could possibly clones and try to do it like this. Fathom this, levity fabulous. Vocabulous, hold mic like 4/5 and lick shot. So what like Pete to read, rock, think not. I don't just smoke, I sleep, drink, and stink pot. I want the type of vehicle that Brink's got. Composer till it ain't shot. My hip hop is wild, mega rock. Continue with forever exist and never stop. What up, whatever, hot. We can stick in the plot. Record.
Time for that. And it's about that time. It's about that time.
For that.
It's about that
time.
It's time for that.
Energized like a power plant. Blow speakers without an amp. Do things these whack rappers can't. Start again. 33 RPM. The hearts of men. It's cold like the steel I hold. On microphones, let my words express. Movement like chess. My mic is standing wreck like projects. It's drastic. Top draft pick in this rap shit. It's just a fraction. Caught up in the midst of action. My catalog's current events. Read the contents. What? I move crowds for local events. The showstopper. 98. Features five rock and rob Zendo. Now every MC wanna mention me. Out of envy, unofficially. Top of the charts, I played my part. Held it down from the start, you know the M.O. Yeah, yeah, rob Zendo.
And it's time for that. Yeah, it's about that time. It's about that time. It's time for that.
Rap lines essentially on the MIC. I hold a mic appliance like science. My competitors and clients. Worldwide is my worst coincide with real life. Think twice, transmit like true lies is televised. Take my manuscripts out of context. Who want next? Situation is complex. Stop the nonsense. 98. Time to set the record straight. Separate movers and shakers from those that hesitate. Your featherweight, name carry weight in every state. Your name brand, no frail niggas, just marinate. It's Pete Rock. New world innovator, crush imitators. 5 years since the creator. Snuff said as I paint the town red and move ahead.
Cannot be stopped.
Hey yo, this Pat Post
a lyrical one. Right now I'm representing on Six Man Radio, adult contemporary hip hop, not Serena Dream.
Again, I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up,
come on,
throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Monks, let's a funk flow, someone talking junk. Yo, I'll bust them in the eye, and then I'll take the punk's heart. Feeling funky, amps in the trunk. And I got more rhymes than the cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. Sure enough, I got props from the kids on the hill with my mom and my pop. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around.
Check it out, y'all.
Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down.
Jump, jump.
If your girl steps up, I'm smacking the hoe. Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than the Bible's got songs. And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle, bring a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool, cause I do to the death. Trying to step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around.
Check it out, y'all.
Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down.
Jump.
Listen to the sound that pounds, I jump around. I'm no clown, I get down to the funk. Listen to the wig out and step to the rear, dear, cause I'm here. The P to the E to the T, E rockin'. The runs in your stockings, the hun put the rockin'. Chillin' with the house of pain, blood stains the ground. I jump around.
Cooped up in my town tonight.
now we gotta get away like Bobby Damn. Brown. But women are calling two letters that are instrumental. I focus my eyesight and run them down your genital. Another game when I tear it out the frame, then Armageddon came. It's not a game, it's on.
It's not a game, it's on. It's my fun. Put the kids up in the burning, got the flavor. It's not a game, no. Be the mecha don't come. Put the kids up in the burning, got the flavor. It's not a game, no. Be the deep rock fun. Put the kids up in the burning, got the flavor. It's not a game, no. Be the mecha don't come. Put the kids up in the burning, got the flavor.
Firming young with a laid-back tone. The aim is to succeed and achieve at 21. Just like Ringling Brothers, our days in a sound. Captivate us because the roses grow round. Do it for the strong, we do it for the meek. Boom it in your boomin' in your boomin' in your Jeep. Or your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or your Benz. The rave of the town to your foes and your friends. So push it along, trails we blaze. Don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you up all your fists. For we put hip-hop on a brand new twist. A brand new twist with a whole heap of mystic. So low-key that you probably missed it. But yet it's so loud that it's near this the crowd. When the guys take the beat, they bowed. So raise up, squire, adjust your attire. We have no time to wallow in the mire. If you're on a foreign path, then let me do the lead. Join in the essence of the cool out breed. You cool out to the music, cause it makes you feel serene. With the birds and the bees and all those groovy things. Like getting stomach ache when you gotta go to work. Or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head. Cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher. And after the horn, you can check out the Viper.
Sideways, but competition them must come straight way. Competition them try to come sideways, but competition them must come
straight. It's yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin, the whole of mic I'm throbbing, mechanical movement, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with, the thief's theme, the thief play me at night, they won't act right, the fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe, the mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason, with pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the street. Sway Tim's on my feet, make my cypher complete. Weather cruising in a six cab, I'm on tarot deep, I can't call it. The beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
God bless your life.
To my people's throughout queens, God bless your life. I trick me boxing crazy bitches, aiming guns and all my baby pictures. Beef with housing police, release scriptures that's maybe Hitler's. Yet I'm the mal money, getting style, rolling foul. The versatile honey, sticking wild, golden child, dwelling in the rotten apple. You get tackled, a caught by the devil's lasso. Shit is a hassle. There's no days for broke days. We sell it smoke pays while all the old folks spray. The Jesus soaking their sins and trays. A holy water, odds against Nods and slaughter. Think of the word best is in my life, to name my daughter my script. My son the star will be my resurrection. Born in correction, all the wrong shit I did, he'll lead in right direction. How you living large or broke, or charge cards are mediocre. You're flipping coca, playing spit, stays and strip poker.
Yo, look towards the left. Yo, what is that?
supernova.
Nah, nah, man, that's a black hole.
Yo, 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 it's.
I leap over lies in a single pound. The black prophet, one day I got struck by knowledge of six. It gave me super scientific powers. Now I run through the ghetto, battling my arch nemesis, Mr. Ignorant. He's been trying to take me out since the days of my youth. He fears his day will come. I'm out on his trail, but sometimes he slips away because he has an army. They always give me trouble, mainly hatred, jealousy, and envy. They attack me. They think they got me. But I use my super science and I twist off me. I see sparks over that building. They're shooting at me. I dip, do a backflip, then I hit them in the heart with sharp steel bookmark. Ignorance hates when I drop it, but no matter what he do, he can't stop the prophet.
TV. hit the deck, let the man of the hour commit the soul power. But once I got to say, shut him down on a regular, cause him mass hysteria in your area. Kicking it for my man Chuck D, Dell D.E. on the remix, hunting all the flicks, so check it. Before I step down when I'm in your town, you know I got to shut him down.
Yeah, this is Uncle Ralph, Ralph McDaniels, hanging out with Six Man Radio. You know what it is, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B, and this is the way we do it. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah, Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas K, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up, C?
Chilling, man.
Just killing it. Pete Rock back to back to back.
Yeah. It's P-Rock everything tonight.
In case
you haven't noticed, you know, shout to the big homie. You know, this is P-Rock Reloaded. What that means is, this is the first time we actually reloaded an interview. You know.
Right.
We did an interview. The shit was so crazy with Pete. We had to bring it back, man. Make
Definitely.
It all about him tonight. So
yes,
this is what we did. So we live. But the interview is reloaded. You know what I'm saying? So that's coming up in a minute. We're going to have that on in a minute. It's crazy. Y'all going to want to stick around for that because Pete, you know,
he goes in on so many things.
There's a lot going on, man. So, you know, stick around for that. What's good otherwise, though, man?
Well, you know, it's a long holiday weekend. It's Black Weekend, y'all. Hey!
Yeah.
It's the Mumsy King Day weekend. And that's it's right. Also inaugural weekend for the president, Barack. Ooh, about to be sworn in second term. And it's going to be on the official holiday of Monty King. So, yeah, everybody out in D.C., killing D.C. right now. They're selling rooms for $15,000 a night. They're doing it big in D.C. tonight.
Wow, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
They doing it big in D.C., you know what I mean? So, yeah, MC Light is out there doing charity work. Today is also like a volunteer day appointed by the president, of course. Yeah, because, you know, on this weekend, you're really supposed to be doing something for your fellow man. You ain't supposed to be chilling talking about, I'm celebrating the king, passing tequila. You're not supposed to be doing that, you know? You're supposed to be out there volunteering your time. Helping someone else. This is the weekend to do it, especially our people. And I don't know about everybody else. Our people go to a soup kitchen, donate some clothes. I don't know, recycle, do something. Don't just sit back. You know what I'm saying?
Go over somebody's house, spark somebody up, get somebody high. You know what I'm saying?
Eat their food.
Somebody's
going in on some chicken and collard greens. Do something.
Cheer yourself. Do something for Dr. Martin Luther the King Day.
That's right.
Okay?
Share yourself with somebody you love.
What is your ignorant? What the hell wrong?
All you got to do. Yeah, man. Right.
Yeah, man.
That's what's going on this weekend.
So, hold on, because I wanna chop it up about something real quick. I was looking on WorldStar the other day, and I saw Cam'ron, right?
Oh.
They got his new girlfriend. Well, not his new girlfriend. He's been with Shorty for a long time or whatever. Right. First off, Shorty looked just like Gabrielle Union. Just like her. But
that's dope.
A thick version. Yo, crazy, right? So, apparently the story is that he's engaged to her now. You know. What I'm thinking is he trying to set up for the next season of Love of Hip Hop New York. Huh?
Oh. Is that what you think, Steve? you don't think, like, you know, he's, like, seriously going to get married to her? I mean, he has
absolutely
been with her for a while.
Absolutely not. I think that's not right. I think this is just what I think. I mean, he could still love her and all that, and this perfect timing and all that, but I think it's mighty convenient. He's around it. Jim was there. Dipset is back. He was also on an episode of it. He's seeing people's careers being reincarnated by it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
We're getting checked.
Come on, man. Come on, y'all. Like, come on.
I know he's
man.
Watching it now. Like, come on now. I could do this. I wasn't paid in full, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, absolutely.
No pun intended.
Absolutely. Hold up. Absolutely.
Give me a chance. So, yeah, I can see that. Especially since you saw it on World Star, I would definitely be suspect of that whole move right there.
Man,
you know what
man.
I mean?
Come
and
on.
Especially if you're saying a chick looking like pot out.
Yeah. Something crazy.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. He's out there. Joe's on there crying, talking about he high. When he curse bitches out. So you probably like, oh, I could be dramatic too.
Pretty
like,
much.
What's up?
Pretty
started
much.
Started this.
Yeah, man.
You know?
So, but that's tonight is Pete Rock everything.
Damn
it, everything you hear tonight is gonna be Pete Rock. Only one record wasn't a Pete Rock record, and that's the joint. The first record I played, it was the Jay Electronica and Jay Z record. The Shiny Suit Theory. That record is so crazy. I had to play it on there too. Yeah, but it's wild because it was a perfect segue into the Pete Rock and Feel Smooth record.
Mm-hmm.
I got Love, which was the same sample. So
I wanted to
get that out the way real quick, or whatever, or what have you. But
that's right.
You know what?
Tonight is all Pete Rock saluting.
It's Pete Rock.
Nothing but the half man, half amazing, soul brother number one.
Yo, you know what?
Remix king.
You know what, though, Nate? Let's just get into it. Let's not play no more games with him, man. Six Man Radio. You already know, man. Yeah.
Six Man Radio. Who we got on the line?
Yo. You got the boy Wonder on the line, kid.
Yes, sir.
The legend,
Pete Rock. What's going on, bro?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Just actually came from the supermarket.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
You must be getting ready for the fight.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who you got? Who you got for the fight?
You know who I got? Money Mayweather, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Cotto's a good fighter. I'm not taking nothing away from the DRs. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But Cotto knocked a couple of cats out. I've seen him give Pacquiao a good run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I this is gonna be interesting tonight.
Yeah, it is.
And did you know that Sugar Shane is on the undercard?
Is what?
Sugar Shane is on the undercard. He's fighting Alvarez. You ever seen Alvarez fight?
Oh wow! Yeah, I've seen him fight. That should be an easy one for
No, it's not gonna be easy.
I've never seen Alvarez.
Gotta check that fight too. No matter what you do, check that fight.
It's all on TiVo anyway. Everything's TiVo. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. But yeah, yo, thank you for calling in. First and foremost, you know, but we was playing a lot of the remixes. I went into a lot of the early remixes.
Okay.
I want to ask you, what's the one that's near and dear to your heart? You know,
remix.
Yeah, I want to start there. There's so much I want to ask you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're gonna start there. The biggest remix.
My biggest remix was my first debut, Public Enemy, Shut 'Em Down. I was like, I was just turned 17, 18, when I started working on it. You know what I'm saying? And that was like my coming out right there, that joint. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
Before that, it was just like me doing a lot of co-production. Nothing that really flew solo, you know, like me just producing by myself. I did one project by myself, and it was a disaster. But it, I mean, the music turned out dope. But working in the studio with the engineer that we both didn't know what we was doing, you know, it was crazy. And I was so young at that time, you know. But it was Groovy Chill. It was their first album.
Oh wow!
I did a title track to it, and then another song on the album. So yeah, that was me wet right there. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Wet and out the gate. So a lot of people don't know. Well, hip hop heads do know, but a lot of people don't know that you were on WBLS with Marley Marl.
Yeah.
As his DJ, and you were very young. You were like 17
15.
Years old.
15? I was 15 on the radio.
Get out.
Yeah, Marley
That's
recruited
crazy.
The, you
like,
know,
how did you get there? How did that happen?
My cousin Evie D, rest in peace, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, he was pitching me all over the place. You know what I'm saying? And
wow.
then, you know, when he was going to work with Marley on, I think we was working on the Big Time album at the time. He brought me with him. You know, he brought me when I, you know, I begged him to go. You know, I was like, yo, please, that's Marley Marl, please. So,
right,
boom,
right.
You know, he takes me. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, in that journey itself was, you know, walking in his crib and saying, ah, oh, man, damn, Kane, Biz, Shan, Shantae.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Jesus Christ, I was a huge fan, you know. So walking in his crib, I was just all blown away and melted and stuff. And then when they started working, you know, at the time, Marley needed a replacement because my homie DJ Kevy Kev had gotten into a car accident at the time, and then, you know, I kind of replaced him. And when I did, Marley kept me, you know what I'm saying? You know, enough love to Kevy Kev because he's actually on Twitter and Facebook with me, and we conversate all the time about old stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it was a blessing in disguise. I didn't even see it coming, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. And,
it had to feel crazy.
Yeah, me being a fan of Marley Marl's beats at 15 years old, I was like, you know what? I'm like, damn, you know, I always wanted to, you know, play the background, like, you know, do music and play the background.
Right.
Not be in the forefront. I just want to be that man in the background. And then I ended up being that and some, you know, finding a rapper.
Yeah.
That'll compliment my music. So
it
was beautiful, man. It was a beautiful thing with Heavy D, man. Just, you know, taking me under his wing. And, you know, I used to be on tour with him, just carrying crates of records. And, you know, the same story that everybody has coming
right,
up.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's so unbelievable.
You know, God bless
him.
God bless him.
Yeah.
God bless Heavy D, man. He helped everyone. But he saw something special in me because we're family, and it's like, ah, man, let's start with you. And then, you know, you know what I'm saying? It was like, once he got his deal, it was like, all right, let me take you under my wing, boom, boom. And I listened and I learned, and, you know, and the next thing you know, I started, you know, working with Eddie F. more closely on the production side. We had a team called Untouchables, and that's how, you know, I started getting work out there and, you know, pitching my music to these labels. And, and, you know, one thing led to another, man, and God bless, man. I'm here to tell that story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
and
it's incredible.
I actually heard, when I first got wind of P-Rock and CL Smooth as a group, I think it was Funk Flex. I think he played Mecca and the Soul Brother.
Yes,
Fam, I remember what was that, 1990? Was that 90?
Yeah, 1991.
Yeah, I was a sophomore in high school. I remember listening to that.
Wow.
Good grief.
I was saying the same thing. I used to say the same thing, like listening back to the E.T. Like, yo, those beats are unheard of. Like, no one's thinking that.
Yeah,
like
no
that.
One was no one was doing that.
Yeah,
you
never heard
definitely
nothing like that. Nothing like that, yo. And it was great. And then the album, when the album came, y'all did it through Elektra. Did you know then that was it?
You know what? I think I was so much. I wasn't even thinking about the I was just having fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, I took this from my bedroom to the stage. Like, it's crazy. It's just like, you know, I didn't care about the props or anything. I was like, yo, I'm comfortable in a good space. What I like to do the most, like, you know, I never came outside for weeks and days and months until I learned how to, you know, master the SP-1200. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And then with that, I was just like, and then, you know, of course, a little bit of the ego sets in, and then, you know, you start enjoying the reaps of the game, you know, like the materialistic side of it. But me, I was always into the musical side of it. The materialistic just kind of knocked on the door and I let it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I basically, you know, I was, everyone knew that knows me, I'm a music person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end
but
of the day,
like. But your music shows that too. But even like your body of work shows, even like in this day and age, like your body of work shows that you never really sold out. Like your main thing was just the music. I mean, just from your body of work alone, like it shows like you don't care about that materialistic or balling out. Like, of course, everybody wants some money, but you were like one of the pioneers of people that brought jazz into the mix for me. You know, like, it opened the doors for me to listen to jazz. Like, what is this jazz all about? It made me listen more to Nancy Wilson and horn players of the day.
So that's definitely
something I learned from you. So
yes, well, that's what's up, because I learned from my pops. He was the one that instilled that in me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I used to be in the crib, like, 3-4 years old, looking at 45, like, what's that?
Yeah.
You know, then, you know, putting my, seeing my dad put the needle down and hearing this fantastic sound coming from it, like, oh, word? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy for me, and then it was history for me, because I feel you have to be born with the talent. You know, you can't just wake up one day and want to be a DJ, or you can't wake up one day. I mean, you can, but you know what I'm saying? But if you want to be good, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be instilled in you from an early age, you know what I mean?
Right.
And people have to know that. And, you know, there's lots of folks out here now that wake up and say, okay, I want to be a DJ. But, you know, it's classes. It's like from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade through college. Like,
you can't
not go to school and want to be a DJ or producer.
Exactly.
And think you're going to be successful, you know what I mean?
Right.
Now, Pete, I heard a rumor that, okay, the Tribe Called Quest record, we got the jazz. What's the story? What's the story behind that?
The story behind that is simple. Like, you know, Tip like the beat that I made. I made that joint, you know what I'm saying? And he actually just, you know, used it for his album, and he gave me credit on it. Not physical credit, but just saying my name at the end of the song. At that time we was all young. It didn't dawn on me what I'm supposed to get publishing this, that, and the third. You know, I didn't know any of that stuff back then. So I had to sit and learn about that and make sure that I got paid for the music, because it's not just getting a fee. It's way more to it. It's paperwork. It's all that music business. Shenanigans, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's crazy because when I heard the rumor, I had to actually go back and listen to the record to hear the bounce.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
It tied
in and made sense.
Like, oh, okay, all right. There's a lot of ghost Pete Rock beats out there that, you know, that I actually didn't get the credit for, but I, you know, that I just, you know, actually, it's cool because, you know, I learned from that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad at nobody. You know what I'm saying? But I've learned from my mistakes, and you know now, it's that would never happen again. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, but I've done a lot of stuff out there. I've helped people. You know, just, you know, kind of the production thing for me was something like, once I got comfortable with it, I was out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I was on this plane going so far away. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
With the production thing, and then you know, just working with CL and getting signed to a major label. That was big for young guys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Coming in the game, and you know, just meeting a whole bunch of people. Like, I think I probably know like every single person in the rap industry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The some of the new cats, I haven't met everyone yet. But, you know, there's, you know, I'm pretty sure that would happen. So,
yeah, it's got to.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't really have nothing against the new generation at all, other than make real music and, mm-hmm. and put, you know, like, think about your audience. And really care about the music that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Don't just, you know, you could kind of hear artists like not caring about, you know, you could,
yeah.
just by the way the music sounds. Some of the music
right.
sounds like they don't even give a damn. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They're just throwing it out there at you.
Yeah,
and money that's being put behind it.
Right, and that was one mm-hmm. thing that me, myself, Heavy D, and CL always sat around the round table and said, "Nah, we gotta make." Like every time we you know, come to the table and talk about what we're gonna do next, gotta be historical. You know,
yeah.
we always like it was like a ritual with us. You know what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
we make hit records. Hev was making hit records. He was working with Howie T and Teddy Riley and all these great producers, Marley Marl. You know, and that's where I got my knick-knack from, learning from
mm-hmm.
them cats. You know what I mean? I used to be there with Hev.
Yeah.
Sitting in Howie T's basement, like, oh, in Brooklyn, like, oh, you know
what
I mean?
What's up with the Camp Low project?
That's done, mixtape, all done. I produced a whole new mixtape. The last
wow.
mixtape, they used my beats and had a couple of guys just put my beats together. And the first
mm-hmm.
one is still, I listen to that right now, actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the new one is going to be even better. I know Cass will probably say the new Camp Low 80 Block mixtape should be an album. But we have that too, you know what I mean? We got like four more songs we're doing for the album. So, like, and then I got Monumental out there with Tech and Steel, you know.
That's
that,
right.
That's
incredible.
You
that's
know what I'm
incredible.
Saying? I think producers need to get back into producing whole albums, you know,
yeah.
for artists, you know what I mean? And just kind of like putting that real element of music back out there, man, because it's needed, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. So Pete, I don't wanna keep you.
I got time, bro. You know, I'm in for the interview now, so you better ask me what you need to ask.
Yeah, I have another question about that. I have a couple of more questions, you know.
Okay.
You are known for using a lot of horn samples and things like that. Who are your favorite, like, let's say I'll start with, like, let me tell you, ask me your tell me your top three jazz horn players that are your favorite.
Have to say Dizzy Gillespie, Miles
mm-hmm.
Davis, and Charles Mingus. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? Yeah, on the horn tip. And then there's another guy, Woody Shaw. He was dope. There's so many. John Coltrane,
so
Alex
many,
Coltrane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Thelonious Monk on the piano. I mean, I go to various
go
different
in.
Artists that
yeah.
master certain instruments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And do
and
you
Rock.
Yourself play instruments as well?
I play the bass, you know, I'm learning the guitar. Ron Carter was somebody I listened to on the jazz tip when you talk about bass playing. I could sit here and name a whole heap of jazz
yeah,
artists.
Yeah, you could go forever.
Yeah,
right
because there's so many great ones, you know, and that I learned from. And then, you know, my but what outweighed that all was James Brown, you know what I'm saying? Because I have
okay.
to say James Brown was the one who created the hit with the kick and the snare on the one? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
that like a 1-2. Like James was ahead of himself doing that type of thing and created funk music. And you know we all love funk music. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
so,
yeah.
You know James was the forefront. Was at the
hell
forefront
yeah.
with that. So yeah, that's my upbringing right there. And of course all the other soul and jazz artists. I could go on for days. Barry White, Isaac Hayes, Luther Vandross. I mean, you know, we can go for days.
Yeah, man. I got a caller on the line. I got a question for you. Who we got out there? Six Man Radio.
It's Tyson Hall. What's good, people?
Man,
hey.
What's going on?
What's going on, T.Y.?
Nate Breezy, what's the deal?
Nothing too much, nothing too tough. Thank you for calling into the show.
No question, yo, please, man. I wanna, yo, first of all, congratulations to you. I'm on the show for keeping it popping. It's definitely
no
necessary.
That's
and,
I'm only calling in because you got P-Rock on the like, I'm getting ready to get into this fight and be like that, but P, you got me. I had a situation when you dropped Reminisce over you. I was walking through John Jay. I was in John Jay at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was building with my man coming through the cafeteria, and he was like, yo, you heard that Reminisce joint? And I was like, yeah, that's crazy. And you was walking right behind us.
Yeah, I used to go there. My man, you know, me and my man went to John Jay for a couple of semesters. But, you know, the music game actually just kind of made me real busy, and I didn't get to finish college, but I definitely want to go back.
No question. And you was actually walking right behind us when we said it. We didn't have no clue. And
wow,
you kind of had in between us, and you was like, "What's good?" And that shit blew up my mind. We was
wow.
Like,
yeah, my man,
crazy
life.
Yeah,
that's
my man. Yeah, my man used to go to that school, so I used to go up there and you know, hang out with him and check out the girls and stuff.
Yeah. It was a great look. I'm really close.
Yes,
it's not necessarily a question, man. It's really a thank you and a big ups to what you've done for this game. Your music and what you have contributed is so significant and rudimented with foundation and substance in terms of our creative abilities. I'm an artist and an actor and a filmmaker, and I take what you've contributed to hold it to a very high regard. So I'm calling to shout you out on that. Thank you, brother.
That's what's up. If you ever need some music done for your movies or anything, let me know, bro.
All right. Well, if Nate Breezy got all your info, that's Sam over me. Yeah, you know.
No
question. No question. And there's actually one more thing I'm gonna say, and then I'm gonna slide. You got on one of your albums, you got a cat saying how, you know, he's tired of brothers talking about how they murdering people and killing people and all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talking about this and that, rappers talking that. And I actually have a painting that I had created with that same meaning behind it.
Wow.
And it's called The Verse. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And I thought
okay.
I need to get you a copy of that, man, because I would like to contribute some album, you know, some art to maybe one of your albums or one of your projects or something like that. You know
that's
what I mean?
Yeah, man, that's what it is. That's what's up. I'm cool with that.
Question, no question, but doing what you do, Famo, there is definitely
right.
a need for you for real in this game, man. What's
Thank
up?
You, man. I appreciate
right.
it, bro. Yep.
Yeah, up to the radio stations, Nate. I'm going to holler at you for that info. Be good. Y'all keep it popping, all right?
Thank
no
you.
All right, I'm out.
Yep.
Yeah, I like to hear that type of stuff. You know?
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy, right? So it's also right. back, like, I want to say thank you as well.
No doubt.
It's big. Come
on, man.
You know what I mean?
Baby, Future Flavors,
yeah.
all that. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And when I got your joint that notch, did you know I was playing that constantly? You know,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, yeah, that's big. That's big in itself that you even
yeah.
knew who I was as an artist.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you know I'm a lover of hip hop music, man.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
man. Word up. So, well, what's up with I and I?
Because
I'm feeling, I was feeling them.
They around. They, you know, there's talks about, you know, maybe them coming back together. My man Robbo been calling me, and I sent him a few pieces, you know what I'm saying? So he's been writing. And, you know, as far as the group goes, I'm not sure about the whole group getting back together, but I just been conversating with one of the members, and, you know, we talking about doing something together.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah.
cool. And what about another project with TL? We've been hearing rumors that's supposed to be popping off, but it hasn't just yet, so.
No, I'm not sure if that's going to, I hope that happens, you know, if it doesn't, then, you know, right now I can't say that it will. But
yeah.
I think he's got something he's working on, so I guess you could look out for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I gotta ask you because, you know, we have every guest that come on. All right? Think about it. You can take a second. Think about it. You
okay.
probably know off top.
Okay.
Top three MCs of all time. Top three producers of all time, hip-hop, that are alive.
Mm-hmm.
And top three hip-hop groups of all time.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
top three MCs, I'm gonna have to say Nas for one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to say Big for another.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna have to say Jay-Z. And the only reason why, because they're full of New York, man. Those
full of New York.
And that's why I gotta say it, because you got Brooklyn, you got Queens, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, and then if you want to go older, like KRS and Rakim and Kane, like, you got the Bronx involved, you got Long Island. It's crazy, man. I mean, you know. But those are my first three. And then producers, I'm going to have to say Premier, Jay Dilla, and Knox.
Three is not enough
because I like Alchemist, you know what I'm saying? There's other dudes that I like, Havoc, you know what I'm saying? Like on the production tip. But you know, if you want to say those, I'm gonna say D, those three, and then groups, I'm gonna have to say Gangstar, Pete Rock, CL Smooth, and Tribe Called Quest. I mean, there's more. You know, rest his soul, MCA, we just lost him. R.I.P. to the Beastie Boys. I'm a big, huge fan of the Beastie Boys, and that hurts to hear, you know, someone go down that was so relevant and so, like, everyone knew who he was when he started spitting, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, enough about to him and the whole Russell Simmons, Rick Rubin clique, and, you know, I came up throughout that era when Run DMC, like, you know, was popping, and then, you know, kind of, you know, started working with them in the 90s, did Down to King, and, you know, Def Jam, the whole Russell Simmons. Russell and Rick Rubin were kind of calming down at that point, and the new person, the new guys were coming in, like myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to gain those dudes' respect, though, you know what I mean? It wasn't easy to gain a Russell Simmons and a Rick Rubin's respect. I knew
respect.
I had to, you know, to put that work in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Jay-Z. I know you worked with Nas. You did The World Is Yours joint, which is crazy. And for Big, you did the Juicy, the remix for the Juicy joint.
Mm-hmm.
What joint did you do with Jay? You ain't do no joints with Jay?
I did a song called The Joy that's on Watch the Throne. It's actually on the deluxe version. That was my first work is with Jay ever, so.
Yeah we played that tonight.
So plenty of, that's my first time ever. Out of all the years we've been chasing each other, you know, this is the first meeting right here. And I was always wondering,
like, why it took this long.
I don't know, you know, I don't know, man. You know, Jay is a hustler, he moves around. You know, it's hard to catch him. And he was on a mission, you know what I'm saying? Dude was on a mission, so, you know.
I think it says a lot to me when I heard that he had you on the album. Like, he really is hip-hop to the core. Like, not like he wasn't before, but for me, it just showed, like, doesn't matter to him. He's about the music, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, back then, I used to have an office down in Manhattan, and he had came over there to Claire to ask me if he could clear The World Is Yours sample. You know, at the time, I think they gave me 50% of the Nas song, but he had to come to me or Nas or somebody just to try to clear it. And he came to me with a little paper bag. I was like, what's in there? it was some paper in there. It was some money in there. And I was like, look, I don't control none of that, man. You know, you got to talk to, at the time, Eddie F., you know what I mean? Because he was the one that had everything under control with that stuff. So that I just had to tell that little quick story.
That's a great story.
I'm trying to really work with Jigga Man after this first meeting. So hopefully we'll get something. You know.
Yeah. I need to do that. 52, man. 52.
Yeah, 50. You know, all these cats, man, I'm letting them know I'm still out here, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, anything change, ain't nothing going nowhere. Still that dude, let's go. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
But I just think with today's artists, they put an age, they put a number on you, and it's just like, come on, man. You know, well, I got to prove myself again. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not old and busted and twisted out here. Like, you know, my beats is suspect. Nah, man. You know what I mean? I'm killing. I make at least 5 or 6 or 7 beats a day.
Yeah.
You know, I used to always make way more than that. But, you know, that's a whole nother interview, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a whole nother interview.
But, I want to get into a joint. I want to get into the Don't Be Mad joint. Green Lantern actually produced this one, but Pete on the MC side these niggas don't even know, like on the MC, the MC slash producer side, the new kids, they look to Kanye for that. I'm gonna play them the blueprint.
All right,
I'm playing the blueprint right now. And then we gonna come back and finish talking to you, all right?
Okay, no problem, bro. All
right, let's get into it. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B, Pete Rock. Don't be mad, let's get it.
Yo.
Get
it.
Crazy, my dude. Niggas hate me cause I live like a champion. I'm eating scampi and shrimp, and the vehicles I'm lamping in, you can't be in. I'm the one like Mr. Anderson. Rappers can't handle them. I hand them a handkerchief and a hang of shit. It's Pete Rock, the nigga you should be hanging with, banging with. But you having problems trying to tame your chick, and I know it makes you sick. See me in the six with your chick bumping my shit, singing high pitch. She on her sidekick, telling her girls we got that hot shit. Bopping like, who made the beat? Green Lantern, bitch. Yeah, so pay the nigga homage. I'm about them dollars. I could pay for you to go to college. Yeah. Sometimes a little modest, but yo, I'm no trick, girl. Collect cash as a model, girl. Y'all quick fast trying to come up in my world. This is grown man B.I. and y'all just squirrels. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy, but I am MC. I had to spit this verse for the world and the rest of y'all boys. Rest in peace, the Trouble T Boy. Usually producing hit records, now I'm making the noise. Common point, the inflection in my voice should be the choice to make the people respect the movement. I did it, dog, of course I know what I'm doing. Pursuing what got tossed in the wind. There was a point in time, me, Puff, Eddie, and CL was friends. Have set trends and put the hood on. But you know the hood is hood, and the hood is do wrong. I ain't Ronnie King, so I don't care if we get along. The point of the song is to make the wrongs right. You at the top of your career, but you not at your height. D-Mac or Scotty G, keep my hairline tight. Roll it back with over Dutch. The shop is exit 10 off the hutch. I spit this verse for Unique, 2-5 and Dutch. Reminiscing when I got the name Rock. Around the same time, Hef still live on my block. The game flip-flop, and shit got controversial. Every man for themselves, I guess we going to commercial. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy, but an MC, my nigga. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy, but an MC, my nigga. Yeah, get it crunk, do your thing like Cam'ron. Pete Rock coming with heat, and that's word bomb. Beastin' on the track like I lost my acorn. New York, New York, bring it back to the east, dog. I'm trying to make ends meet, staying true to the street. Kill them with the beats, make stacks and still eat. This is for my son E and the rest of my family. Holla at your boy PRB, the recipe. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy, but an MPC, my nigga. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy, but an MPC.
Yo, what's good? It's Persia here. You rocking with Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Let's get it.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's your boy, Bad D.
Yeah, when I heard that beat, you know what I'm saying?
Nadine Michelle and
that's
the
me.
Legend, P. Rock.
No doubt, man. That was an ill beat right there.
Yeah,
you know, Green came with it on that. I was like, yo, let me get that right there, man.
Yeah. Yo, you was spitting, though. You was going crazy.
Good looking, my dude.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? The thing is with me, the beats always outshadow the rhyme thing. But if I, you know, I always said when I focus and I got a beat going that I really love, it'll bring the rhymes out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It'll bring
the rhymes out. Sure.
Absolutely. Yo, you know, Pete, I got somebody on the line that want to talk to you.
Okay.
I got a question or a comment for you.
All right.
Six Man Radio. Who we got?
Yo,
on the line?
Hey, this is Jeff out of Chi-Town, man. Hey, I just want to say big ups to your show, man. I'm just surfing Blog Talk Radio. Just popped in when I seen P-Rock up there. P-Rock, big ups to you, bro, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you
Thank you.
Reminisce, man, I must have played it like 1,000 times, man. I still got the tape. Still got the tape.
The tape.
That's what's up right there, man. You know what I'm saying? That was a big, big, big record for me. So, you know, I understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, and I went to school out east. So I went to Temple, so I know, you know, Renee Nofel. You know, I see y'all connect on a few things like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my sister, man. That's like my sister.
Yeah, well, she know Jeff for sure. We used to live in the same dorms and all kind of stuff back in the day. So,
Yeah, man.
So, you know, but hey, man, big shout to you, man. I just want to say big ups to Six Man Radio. I'm a host here, too, on Blog Talk Radio, man. So,
I'm feeling. Thank you. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Thanks for calling, fam. All right. Hey, no problem, man. All right. Yeah, man. All right. Peace. Yep. So, who you feeling now? Like, who's some of the new artists that you feeling that you actually, when you hear that they got some shit out, you're like, all right, I'm gonna check it. Oh, Kanye, of course. You know what I'm saying? I like, Of course, Jay, you know what I mean, Rick Ross, Drake, you know, because I'm hearing these dudes over my beats, so, you know, if they're on something, they're rhyming on something, and I hear a dope rhyme, but the beat is so-so, you know, that automatically puts me in a frame to say, you know what, I like that dude, I can hear him on something I do, you know what I mean, like, you know what I mean, who else out here, J. Cole, you know what I'm saying, there's a couple of other dudes that I'm feeling. I can't actually put a name on them, but, you know, I hear some of their stuff and how they're spitting over joints, and I'm like, oh, Locks. That's like a given. You know, Kiss and Styles and Sheep, those are my dudes right there. Kind of almost like my favorite rap group today right now. You know what I mean?
I like real
stuff, you know. I love V-Dep. I love Black Rock. You know what I'm saying? If you could spit, then you got my heart, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then that's just how I go. Ghost and the whole Wu-Tang, like, the when they bust on the scene, it was like, where they come from? Like, you know, they just felt like the Avengers or something. You know what I'm saying?
As a collective, they were really
Wu-Tang.
Killing it.
Yeah, that's how they came in the game, so. You know, I mean, you know, mad respect to a lot of MCs that I've worked with, that I haven't worked with. Hopefully I'll get to work with people I haven't worked with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, the other day I saw you on Twitter, you was talking about the Bob Marley joint.
Oh, the movie. Oh, my God.
Yeah, which actually made me go check it out. You know what I'm saying?
That actually gives me inspiration to do whatever music I want to do. Like that, when I watch that, After watching that, you gotta have something going when you watch that joint. You know, yo, when I seen the stories, it got me closer to him as far as knowing him more personally. You know what I mean? This is the best one that I've seen out of all the documentaries I've seen, because they went into depth of how he, you know, caught a seizure, jumped up out of that joint, and kept it moving.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a display of strength right there. Like, that's a strong man. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because some people, you know, they got to get hospitalized after that. Son jumped up and said, Rastafari, and kept walking. You know what I'm saying? Like, that right there was the most intriguing part of the whole thing. And then after him getting shot and going on stage, he people was afraid for him, and he was just too brave.
Yeah, no fear.
He didn't care, like, and that right there made me feel real, like, wow, man, I feel, he just gave me some power right there, you know what I mean?
Man, how many beats you make right after you seen that?
Probably like six, man. I went in after that, bro, but out of the six, I like four of them. You know what I'm saying? The other two, I just got to keep, you know, probably working on them joints to make it bloom into stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you know. Man. Yo, Pete, man. Yo.
Yeah.
Thank you
for
calling, bro. Thank you.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime. I thought I missed it. I'm like, oh wow, 7:30 passed. Let me call these cats.
Yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure having you. I mean, like, we could have a 3-hour show and wouldn't be enough.
That's what's
up. I wanted to touch base on Soul Survivor, which really just opened me to you, because that
was
your first solo debut album by yourself.
Incredible.
And I remember people were talking about it when it came out, and I'm like, is Pete Rock by himself, or what's going on? They were like, you gotta check it. And I had this system in my car then. I played that thing so much, and again, it was on a tape, so I had I thought I had the souped up tape where, you know, it just automatically skipped a little space and went to the next one. I thought I was doing my thing. So I played it so much, and the fact that you had R&B on there with Vivian Malika and Liz Jones too with Soul Survivor and Loose Ends to take your time was like, it was just so
favorite group ever. That was my favorite R&B group ever. And shout out to Steve Rifkin and the whole, that's the best rap label I've ever been on, period.
Wow.
Like, you know, I used to walk in and Pana be sitting there like going crazy on me. Yo, Pete, I used to listen to this and this, this. Yo, Reminisce did this for me and that. I was like, what? Oh my God. And then, you know, Mobb Deep. And then you had Wu-Tang. I was on the best rap list. I felt like I was in rap heaven.
Rap heaven right there. Definitely. Even all the people you had on this one album alone.
Yes.
Just,
that's how,
like,
I was able to, you know, being on Loud. Yeah, being on Loud, I was just, you know, able to work with those guys, you know.
Yeah.
So that was beautiful.
That's nuts. Thank you. It was so many joints on that. Wait, Mind Blowing. The joint with Black Thought.
Yes.
About that time.
Yes.
The Game.
Yes.
It was so much shit on there, man.
Yes.
I didn't even tell y'all this, the new stuff I'm working on. Got an album coming out with Premier. Me and Premier gotten together.
And
figured we should do something exciting, you know what I'm saying, called Pete Rock versus Premier, or vice versa.
Oh.
That's the theme. that's the theme of it. You know what I'm saying? And you know what you're going to hear when you pop that in your CD deck.
You got to
get ready for it, you know, because hopefully I can incorporate some of these new artists on the album, so.
Yeah,
another thing, I saw you at this joint in Manhattan at Live Baton Rouge with Revive the Live Band, and it was like a tribute to 1942 jazz, which had an influence. They featured you, really.
Wow.
And like played all like Pete Rock classics.
Wow.
And this was like a big 18-piece band that was like on the stage that was killing it, and I got to see that, and that was just so incredible.
Yeah.
Scene,
wow,
right?
Thank you. I mean, rest
yeah,
in peace
really
to Jay
incredible.
Dilla. I've gotten to befriend him before he passed away, and it was he invited me to Detroit. It was a great meeting, and I could tell, like, he was excited, you know. And then his mom pulled me to the side and was like, yo, no, you're his favorite, right?
And I was like, wow. You know, and then we just kicked, he picked me up from the airport, blasting Neck and the Soul Brother in the whip.
Wow.
He had the Navi. You know what I'm saying? He had the Navigator. He pulled up to pick me up, and he rolled the window down, and that was when the Neck and the Soul Brother album was playing.
Mm.
I had a bunch of beat cassettes that I wanted to hear. You know, I wanted to let him hear some beats on a cassette. You know what I'm saying? I popped the cassette, and that's when they were still making tape decks in them trucks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm.
And, yeah, man. Jay Dilla, man, he was a big jazzy cat, like, whose, you know, record collection was crazy like mine, you know, ideas and just the gall to make music all types of the night, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were just alike, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He just cornered it a little, yeah, he cornered it a little bit more. You know, he's done things that slipped past me. And I'd be like, oh, man. You know, he used to just reawaken certain things about me,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate him for that, man. I love Jay Dilla for that, you know?
No doubt.
Wow.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, man. Rest in peace, Jay Dilla. Definitely
man.
Top five all time.
Yes.
Right. You know, on them bars, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's definitely a great. Yeah. So, once again, man, I want to thank you for calling in. The 6 Minute Radio was an honor, you know, all day, every day. You got a home here, man. This is adult contemporary hip hop. It's our thing, you know.
All right.
Whenever you got something to say, if you want to come on and talk about anything, your love of Marvel Comics, anything like that, right?
Yeah,
you
know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you got to see the Avengers, right?
Yeah, man. Last week, though, you know, I was fortunate to go to the premiere. I made some friends up there at Marvel, and, you know, I brought my son up there, and he went crazy when I brought him to the offices. And they took him on a little tour and showed him how they make comics, gave him some toys. It was dope, you know.
My goodness. That's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big head, big fan of Marvel.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right. So,
we're
going to get into some more music. 6 Man Radio. You already know it's the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B, man. Your boy Jazzy along with Nadine Michelle. Peace out.
Right.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
No,
thank you.
Anytime, guys. Anytime, you know.
All right.
Real,
up.
No doubt.
Real
no man. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Boy, Sorry the Kid, the Yurtman himself, and I'm here stamping 6 Man Radio, the home of adult and contemporary hip-hop and R&B. And if y'all ain't rocking with it, your bum's off, baby!
Yeah, welcome to A Better Way of Life. I am Landlord, I am Lord of the Rings, I am Lord Have Mercy. You are now tuning into 6 Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip-hop and sometimes R&B. Yes, sir. Shields in the air. Sword and shield people got sword and shield power. Much respect. Yes, sir. Sword and shield.
Call me in the game, man. Yo, it's your boy, man. Do it all, Duke Kelly from the legendary hip-hop group, man. Lords of the Underground. Call me in the game, man. 6 Man Radio, man, you know how it goes down, man. Jersey till we desire. Hip hop forever, man. ACHH, adult contemporary hip hop. Let's do it.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Mims, MIMS, New York City's officially in the building. And right now, you're rocking out with the homie Bad Seed and Nate D. Right here on 6 Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. Act like you know.
Yo, what's up? This is your girl, Precious Paris, first lady of G-Unit, Roddy Gang. And I'm sitting here with my boy, Bad Seed, and my girl, Nate D from 6 Man Radio, home of the adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga.
Yeah, it's the cops, no security, yeah, New York, and yo, P-Rock, bring that in, sir, yeah, silver beat Bobby Backlund. Track tackling, bitch getting no shackling. I'm a Macklin, kicks you ain't seen in a while. Niggas think that, but damn, back in style. Had a jacket looking, windows down, flying through Brooklyn, all toasty. Blunt lit, cologne doshi. Don't approach me, chain knock the rose over. Send one more Patron, one puff in a bottle of Hova. Bitches watching me like I'm Oprah for the Cobra. I remember the old fever, used to get off the train at Woodlawn and cop bags of cheaper. Now I'm sitting in that European, me and P and Jada, high as fuck, OD and Don Gorilla, plane propellers, G5, this Yonkers seller, for that mozzarella, go ahead and stand there and get it together, motherfucker.
It's like that, y'all, D-Block, yeah, we get cash, y'all,
cash, y'all.
They fly, stay fresh with the flash, y'all,
flash,
no
y'all.
Security, front and we'll clap, y'all,
flash,
it's like that, y'all,
cash,
it's like that, y'all,
cash, y'all.
D-Block, yeah, we get cash, y'all,
cash,
they
y'all.
Fly, stay fresh with the flash, y'all,
flash,
no
y'all.
Security, front and we'll clap, y'all,
flash,
it's like that, y'all, it's
I'm
like
so
that,
slick,
y'all.
And I'm slippery, flick about the dick, I switch whips like fitters and niggas is getting sick of me, you don't know the history, sledgehammer, block of wood, ankles broke, cocksucker nigga, this is misery, ignorant, bullets ricocheting for the Benjamins, niggas wanna kill a block, I just wanna injure it, short nigga, long coup, then I'm looking big in it, fuck your swag, I got liquor, and I'm swigging it, long Dutch lock roll, swerving over potholes, niggas is ground beef, could throw them in the taco, bato, SA, if you don't play games, I get it in like the James, remember the young Jesse, shit could get messy, little niggas love me cause they might have missed school, but I always give them an essay, got microphone, Coco, a shooter, I'm Perico Panero, and your motherfucking niggas is used.
It's like that, y'all,
cash, y'all.
D-Block, yeah, we get cash, y'all,
cash, y'all.
They fly, stay fresh with the flash, y'all,
flash,
no
y'all.
Security, front and we'll clap, y'all,
flash,
it's like that, y'all,
cash,
it's like that, y'all,
cash, y'all.
D-Block, yeah, we get cash, y'all,
cash,
they fly, stay fresh with the flash, y'all,
flash,
no
y'all.
Security, front and we'll clap, y'all,
flash,
it's like that, y'all,
yeah.
It's
yo,
like
the
that, y'all.
Mega, Don Mega, Montega, my white boys at the bars on Jaeger. One kiss on your cheek, you're gone later. One tongue kiss, your girl is on Jada. Purple haze, sour diesel, all flavors. Jackson, Grant, Benji, we all neighbors. Smith and Weston, Ruger, for y'all haters. It wasn't always like this, y'all made us. Phantom, Silverback, and Al Qaeda. We be in the VIP, and y'all waiters. Loyalty is all we know, and y'all traitors. Jail or death's the only thing could separate us. You know me, move weight OT. Spent a little less than BMF with Jacob B. Made a good move with the homie HOV. But you know it's LOX for LIFE.
It's like that, y'all.
That, y'all.
If this world were mine,
oh,
I'd say that you'll be
LP Rock.
All that I want.
Imagine that shit, man.
So
that'd be something, right?
If this world were mine,
this shit was mine.
I'd say that you'll be,
man, listen.
All that I want.
This is crazy.
So good to me.
Take on cash, nigga.
If this world was
mine, I would press rewind, go back to 97, March 9, sitting in that car behind Diddy, chilling with Biggie, busy on the 9 milli, music so loud, had to holler, who that cat up in the black Impala, nada, no one responded, see niggas was high, vibing off for more money, more problems, money looking like his name is Muhammad, but something about him was wrong, had me thinking about Malcolm at the altar. LP Rock.
All that I want.
Imagine that shit, man. That'd be something, right? This shit was mine. Man, listen.
This
is crazy. Take on cash, nigga.
If this world was
mine, I would press rewind, go back to 97, March 9, sitting in that car behind Diddy, chilling with Biggie, busy on the 9 milli, music so loud, had to holler, who that cat up in the black Impala, nada, no one responded, see niggas was high, vibing off for more money, more problems, money looking like his name is Muhammad, but something about him was wrong, had me thinking about Malcolm at the Audubon, Sean John blew the light, fear back to Wilshire, eyes glued to this dude on my right, oh shit, Big Duck, I seen his faggot reaching in his jacket, but I was quicker than a rabbit having relations, my ratchet, touched him on the side of his cabbage, you see the coleslaw, all over the dashboard, Big was like, damn dog, what you do that for, never mind, let's just get you back to New York.
Yeah,
street office. Now the 9 A&Rs in the chief office. Rappers they never got signed, but they keep offers. Girls is way too fine for us to keep offers. Give her a handshake, only for my man's sake. She in a birthday suit, cause of the damn cake. Now it's crumbs all over the damn place. And she want me to come all over her damn face. I never understood Planned Parenthood, cause I never met nobody planned to be a parent in a hood. Taking refills of that Plan B pill. Another shorty that won't make it to the family will. If I don't make it, can't take it, hope the family will. They ain't crazy, they don't know how insanity feel. Don C just had a shorty, so it's not that bad. But I still hear the ghosts of the kids I never had. Perfecto, you know the demo, your boy act wild. You ain't get the memo, Yeezy's back in style. Now one home got Gidget, the other got Bridget. What's more tripped out, dog, is they sisters. Nah, you ain't listen, they black, they sisters. They mama named them after white bitches. The next time you see me on your fallopian, though the movie's Egyptian, know the hunger's Ethiopian. Stupid questions like, is he gonna be dope again? How you seen him? Has anybody spoke to him? This beat deserves Hennessy, a bad bitch, and a bag of weed, the Holy Trinity. In the mirror where I see my only enemy. Your life cursed, well, mine's an obscenity.
Over rap careers, over better off acting. What trouble I see and manager W still whacked in. You backed into a four corner hustler, lying on your dick. Said you was fucking her. Use higher learning. Don't take my words out of text. Went from gangster to Islam to the Dick Adas effects. It'll take the nation and millions to hold me back from giving you mouth shots or hits. With the pipe that Ralph got, Chris Tucker ain't round. It's your Friday, it was good. I wasn't sorry that she was with the boys in the hood.
I see the bitches when you don't speak your mind. The bitches you look at me in my eyes.
On the shoulder, roll her over, then I belt her, leave a bite when the joint is tight. Lovely when it's loose, produce the proper juice. Plus, I never hump a juice. Give me the head on the waterbed, play you like a folk head. Slide the flavors on the sled, listen to what he said. Come and lie on the bear skin. Notice how the fur make him grin. Cover the checks and then I go cash him in. Hold the zipper, unlock and grab a whole bag of treats. Hear the hooker slam the butcher with the biggest stack of meat. Take two hands to hold it, flip it out and unroll it. If you spot a brother larger than the next man, stole it. Uchiku now, you know the mecca on the bang bang. Begging the pardon as I knock a new skin bang bang. CL, kicking flavors with the grand poobah. Speaking on the winds, I'm about to hit the skin.
A.K.A. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nick D. Shaq. What up, Nick?
Yeah, that was, I can't even say enough about that interview, you know, with Pete Rock, old brother number one, half man, half amazing.
Good,
good humble dude, you know what I mean?
Good brother, man. Good brother. Now,
very
damn,
cool.
Man. Like, coming to the end again. That's so quick, right? Don't you feel like it just flies by? Crazy.
It does. It definitely does, man. Like, it's wild because, you know, chopping it up with Pete, the time just flew by because, you know, he was basically chopping it up by everything. You know?
Yeah.
But, and if you missed it, I seen a lot. We had a lot of callers popping in towards the end of the interview.
Right.
You can always go back and check the archives, you know what I'm saying? Check it out.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
we here every Saturday, 7:30 to 9:30
p.m.
Next week.
Every Saturday. Who we got next week?
Yo, next week on the show, we got one of my personal favorites. We got Papoose on the show.
Man.
Next week. Yes. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next Saturday, 7:30 to 9:30. And tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, man. We here, the home of Duck Temporary Hip Hop and that grown man sector. Oh, be the truth, love. Never.
Right, that's right. Oh, there's one thing I do want to say. We want to say a rest in peace to Robert F. Chu, who played Rock Joe on The Wire.
Yeah, that was my man, too. Yeah, word up. Word up.
You know, he was a little overweight, as y'all, if y'all watch The Wire, y'all know he was pretty big, which kind of was the cause of him, you know, to come into cardiovascular disease.
Yeah.
So you guys out there, you guys, get on your health, you know? No, we not invincible. You gotta get on
at
it.
At all.
Get down and do some push-ups. Even if you're fat,
you
gotta start somewhere. The weight
word
comes
up,
off like that, if you gotta do it, you know?
Basically, what she's saying, stop being fat, y'all. Like, that's
in a nicer way, though. I'm the nice person.
Yeah, she's the nice one.
I'm nice.
She's an Aries.
What? We're kind people. So are you.
Right. Yeah, but that's another show. We'll talk about astrology signs.
No, here we go. All right, yes, we'll do that one day. Y'all definitely tune in next Saturday, though. We got Papoose. Oh, and I'm back tomorrow. It's the third Sunday on Bodega Fresh. I have a singer, guitarist, Akil Dasan. He's a Philly native. You know, he's toured the world. He's shared the stage with Maroon 5, Jill Scott, The Roots, a few. You don't want to miss that interview. It's tomorrow, 7 p.m. on Bodega Fresh, Six Man Radio, bi-monthly series.
Word up. You already know, man. Y'all make sure y'all check us out. And, yo, coming up soon, we also got Grown Man Gaming on deck.
Right.
They on their way, too. They for the gamers out there. And we got the race. The race is, you know, a socially conscious, sort of like current events and stuff with a little twist to it. So make sure y'all tune into that. That's coming
new
soon.
Programming. New programming.
Also, don't forget the joints we got on here, too, man. We got PD Radio, man. Smashing niggas on Tuesday nights.
That's
We got Tell All Radio on Wednesday. Smashing niggas on Wednesday night. Thursday.
And on Thursday, we got
Woodshop Radio. Smashing niggas with their countdown.
Cobra.
Godzilla niggas on Thursday nights. Friday nights, we got GMS. You know what I'm saying? Just body slamming and DDTing niggas on Friday nights with the MCMI report.
That's right.
And then you already know what it is on Thursday. I'm sorry. On Saturday. You already know what it is on Saturday night. Like, we don't even need to discuss this. And every other Sunday. Jesus.
You got me, your girl, Nadine Michelle, on Bodega Fresh. That was my attempt at beatboxing. I hope y'all like that. Yeah.
That was hot, Nate.
Thank you.
That was fire. That was fire, son. That's fire. That was hot fire, son. Word up.
Yeah,
yo,
man.
We going to get up out of here, man. Yo, next week, make sure y'all tune in, man. 7:30. Papoose is in the building, man. Word up. Make sure y'all tune in, man. And yo, let's get up out of here with a P Rock and CL Smooth. Classic.
Right.
Wait, hold on.
right. Salute with the gunshot.
Yeah,
salute,
man. It's crazy, man. This joint right here, y'all. Yeah, everybody know it. Everybody love it. We up out of here, yo. I ain't even going to say nothing. We just going to get into it. Peace, y'all. See y'all next week.
Shall I say, think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose your host, a little black boy, grows. 18 years younger than my mama. But I really got beaten because the girl loved trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl. Let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Till he rolled down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. When mama got wise to the game, the youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, over woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do. When they reminisce over you, my God. I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Jock, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother taking care of this, so who am I to pick up? Not a bad thinker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the game with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. But this man, the guts, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
Comprehended at the same level, all sense of becoming. common. Some are late bloomers, some have impeccable timing. I said I did it with precision, and please don't try to duplicate this rendition. If the world comprehended at the same level, all said to be common. Some are late bloomers, some have impeccable timing. I said I did it with precision, and please don't try to duplicate this rendition.
I'm the mixtape artist of the year. Hip hop quotable of the month. I'm the DVD most promotional on the front. Most call me Papoose. You can call me what you want. Every Thursday, the drama hour, I open up when that storm hit the south. In New Orleans, so me and Kanye, the only MCs who spoke up, taught you how to play Monopoly. Ride from the streets, who am I?
Hey, yo, this Papoose, the lyrical one. Right now, I'm representing on Six Man Radio, adult contemporary hip hop, not Serena Dream. Hey, yo, this.
World comprehended at the same level, all set to be common. Some are late bloomers, some have impeccable timing. I said I did it with precision, and please don't try to duplicate this rendition. If the world comprehended at the same level, all set to be common. Some are late bloomers, some have impeccable timing. I said I did it with precision, and please don't try to duplicate this rendition.
I'm the mixtape artist of the year. Hip hop quotable of the month. I'm the DVD most promotional on the front. Most call me Papoose. You can call me what you want. Every Thursday, the drama hour. I open up when that storm hit the south. In New Orleans, so me and Kanye, the only MCs who spoke up, taught you how to play Monopoly. Ride from the streets, who am I? I'm the hip-hop police. They was undercover, but I made them look obvious. Now they some lost souls, they souls is bodyless. From chest to hustle hard, you heard that track?
I heard that.
God damn it, I brought Green Lantern back. I'm the female rapper, favorite male rapper. Dropped 10 mixtapes, I gave y'all chapters. Say my name when you sneeze. Pap is a blessing, an honor to be in this.
If the world comprehended at the same level, all set to be common. Some are late bloomers, some have impeccable timing. I said I did it with precision, and please don't try to duplicate this rendition. If the world comprehended at the same level, all set to be common. Some are late bloomers, some have impeccable timing. I said I did it with precision, and please don't try to duplicate.
Also known as Tribal Trash, Alibaba the Butcher, the original ghetto bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, in your backyard, bitch. And this how we do it, New Jerusalem, Dirty Jersey style, Garden State Great, Six Man Radio, home of the contemporary adult music. Grown folk things going on over these parts, partner. Hey, yo, 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 what's the deal, y'all? It's your man, Crazy Crazy, you know what I'm saying? Diggity Dots Effects. And, yo, right about now, I'm holding down with my peeps, man. Six Man Radio, you know what I'm saying? The home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You already know that's that real hip-hop. Yo, Six Man, let's do that. Throw that joint on, man. Let's do it. Let's show them how we do it. Crazy Crazy.
Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your man, Mr. Cheeks, representing OB Fam. We up in the building. You already know, man. It's Six Man Radio. That adult contemporary hip hop, you know what I mean? Let's get it while we got it. Let's go.
What up, y'all? It's your man, Bill Dance, world famous MOP Firing Squad. Again, not in the building. I built this motherfucker and I know my way around, all right? Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B, man. Tide's going down. Salute.
My turn around. Twisted. To meet the Carmel King of the castle, keeping his tight, CL Smooth, sipping on Spritite. What? It's the Mechadon, never swerving untitled. Knowing commercial rap needs to
woo!
Be recycled. Collecting cans for Nick's picks, my latest LP. Now obey my thirst, some precise.
Got the knack to rock, I'm steady heating up the spot. The chocolate boy wanted to make him heads bop. Plus,
to be up this is how we work it. Grab the big Sprite and you know we jerk it right out the fridge. It's just like this with a dead dab dip. Yeah.
I give a pound to my man with my right hand,
because
I keep the Sprite in the left hand,
okay.
And then I push the button when I don't want to hear nothing.
Christmas
I let
queen.
It go when I want to hear something.
Yeah.
This is how we flow when we in the studio, freestyle with Sprite. Yo, how the rest go? First things first, a big yo thirst. Sprite, all right?
Yeah. Turn it up. Turn it up, baby. Brand new.
world premiere.
Pete Rock, Dilla Dawg,
JD.
Yeah,
your crew, dog.
I got a crew we call Cake Boys. Why? Cause we like to get dope. This Seaside boy be in the bar watching hoes get low. Dilla Dawg and Pete Dawg, keep that shit on the track like Dawg and Beat Street. When y'all need heat, just check the credits. This KJ gon' send a check next day, FedEx. Yes, Jay said it, nigga, beat for trucks. Going up in 4 months, need at least a buck. The way I rock ice, you would think my name was Peter. Bitches tongues out like back in the day in the theaters. And the heaters is kept where they supposed to smoke you like the welcome poster. And Dilla got killer static at your boy. Like Weezy's pop, keep knots like a crumb snatcher, boy. When these two niggas collab, these niggas collapse. To see it get no hotter, holla at your boy.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio. You are now listening
to Six Man Radio.
The home of Adolphin Celebrity Hip Hop. Six Man.